Hi, my name is Choi Chen, and I'm going to read the article Profanity at PHS, written by Asia Morozov and Joshua Huang, and published in the opinion section of the March 25th issue of The Tower. Conversations at PHS are often embedded with strings of expletives, which occasionally result in teachers warning students about their language should one be caught. Interestingly, this seemingly normal occurrence suggests that despite younger generations becoming more desensitized to profanity, it still carries weight for the older population. Nevertheless, even the most foul-mouthed will most likely be surprised to note that the most of their favorite curses come directly from the Middle Ages. According to the Saturday Evening Post, profanity in medieval times mostly revolved around religion and eventually became associated with the shameful potential of private spaces. These examples allude to a greater trend in profanity. Historically, profanity matches the needs and desires of its users and the society it exists in. For example, general profanity revolved around racial slurs in societies where racial discrimination was a norm. Today, what we define as profanity is once again changing and will likely cause a rift between Generation Z and the older generation, such as Generation X. According to a paper from the International Journal of Literature, Language, and Linguistics, a survey comparing Generations X, Y, and Z reported that only 4% of Generation Z respondents reported no use of profanity, contrasting with the larger 43% of Generation X participants. The paper also established that Generation Z is most likely to use profanity lightheartedly or in casual conversation, where it's currently still generally considered profane, such as the F-word or S-word, may quickly lose that designation if they continue to be used in normal contexts. It's likely that the next wave of profanity will not be any new strange words, but rather a revival of what was previously considered unacceptable. For example, most PhD students have likely heard at least one slur in the hallways. Offensive slurs such as the F-slur and the R-slur that are generally phased out of profanity index seem to be making a worrying comeback. Interestingly, this coincides with the rise of conservatism among U.S. youth and accompanying racism, misogyny, xenophobia, homophobia, etc. These ideas and associated slang spread quickly in the fast-paced digital age, contributing to the loss of meaning for otherwise offensive words. It is important to recall, though, that these changes in profanity are generally concentrated in younger generations. Older generations are less likely to change their perception of words they have always known as profane. This results in a generation language gap. When younger generations usually use words older generations may still perceive as highly hurtful, it can cause generational conflict. In the workplace, which many PhD students are only years away from entering, this dissonance have particularly negative effects. Although curse words are being used more casually, it isn't inherently negative. It is important for the younger people to remember that language does not change at the same rate for everyone. As we, the younger half of Gen Z, begin to enter the professional sphere and transition into a world where we are not only mostly surrounded by our peers, we should start to be more mindful of our words. We will need to communicate effectively with other people, and profane language, although more casual for us, is instinctively diversive. So yes, traditional curse words are slow losing their meaning for younger people as they use them as casual terms, not as expressions of significant emotion. However, they are not likely losing their meaning for older generations. This new generational gap, with its far-reaching professional and interpersonal consequences, seems to be yet another reflection of how deeply the digital age is changing the world. Everything is speeding up and speeding out of control. No matter how nice it would be for us to slow down, to let things like our language develop at natural pace, everything is out of our hands now.